Welcome to Castle Country Focus. This is your host, Dylan Fielding. Today we are visiting with Gary Stackwoodin, who is Vice Provost and Vice Chancellor of USU Eastern. Welcome, Gary. We appreciate you taking some time.
Thank you, Dylan, for having me on the air.
Let's begin first. What does a provost do? What does that mean?
Well, my titles of vice chancellor and vice provost really indicate that I'm responsible for academic programs at our university. The Utah State University campus in Logan has regional campuses throughout the state, including this flagship institution here at USU Eastern. And I'm responsible with my titles for academic programming and also for faculty development, faculty performance, and faculty evaluation. We work with our faculty to deliver excellent programming. And to a degree, I'm also interact with our students in academic issues that might arise or with our community as academic and economic issues commingle. So I'm more of an academic person. I am a professor of agriculture systems technology by background with a PhD from Ohio State University. So I'm an academic guy in an administrative role, if that makes sense.
At the school there, what are your main points that you would like to emphasize in doing that to the community?
Well, and what's great about being on our Price campus for Utah State is the fact that this campus has a deep and rich heritage, starting as Carbon College in 1937 to deliver community-based programs in some of the skills and trades and technical areas, as well as some things that we do in, we would call them the culture and society programs. But building upon what Carbon College was first known for and transitioning into a College of Eastern Utah in the 60s into a merger with Utah State about 2010, we still focus on a lot of our trade and tech programs, a lot of our preparation for employment programs, and we want to make sure those programs are aligned with community economic need of the present and the future. And so I get to dream big and work with people in the academic areas that are directly related to, years ago, calling that vocational education. We call it career and technical education today. But I get to work with the faculty, the students, the community to make sure our programs are representative of what is needed today and in the future and how we can best deliver those. And when I say best deliver those, the days of the sage on the stage, the professor teaching school have changed considerably, especially in the last 20 years with technology, with online courses or courses that we deliver by broadcasting from one campus to another, or courses that are hybridized, meaning I teach a little bit face-to-face and you do a lot of the lessons and learning in an online platform and you gather with your community of students and learners in a chat room. So our delivery systems have advanced also while we're trying to keep up with economic and cultural and social needs of the community. So it's a great job to be able to vision a little bit for the future and be able to work with people on delivering programs that result in, we believe, clear placement of students in careers and clear results for employers or the economic future of our Southeast Utah.
Well, that's certainly an important and a changing factor in our area. It's uncertain exactly where that's going to play out over the next few years. You mentioned an interesting thing of a cultural aspect of our community.
Yeah, and I don't want to just concentrate on our techs and trade programs, because we do have great programs in the arts, and I put those all together, whether those are the creative arts or the performing arts or like theater and music, or maybe that's our East Gallery that we have down here that every month changes the gallery display to something provocative and exciting for the community to learn from. We're redoing the old Geary Theater and going to make it the Geary Event Center to hopefully bring in and attract people to our campus community for the cultures and for the arts and for the music and for that exchange of what's unique to Southeast Utah itself. So I'm hoping that I can also shepherd some of those cultural areas as well as not just trades and voc ed.
The gallery, every month or so I get a card in the mail telling me the next you know, thing that you're presenting, and that really is interesting and varied. Really has, and I've enjoyed visiting with that. Now, between the cultural events and the economic development aspect, that's going to change our society.
Yes. We're hoping that as a educational epicenter, in a sense, and building upon the great school systems we have locally to work with, and working with the superintendents and the principals of the local high schools especially, we believe that we can impact and help change society. As everyone is aware, whether that's the opioid drug issues in this community, or whether that's intergenerational poverty, or whether that's the underemployed and underskilled, how does education work with that in a community to have students who become adults, and even adults who want to return to school, see that we have an opportunity to shift our cultural paradigm, and there are other opportunities in this community, or maybe even outside this community, that they might consider to make society just a little bit better. I realize there's lots of great agencies and churches out there supporting social service type areas, and I don't want to take away from them. I really want to partner with them. And so the society issue I always bring up when I talk about skill training and employment or culture, I don't want to neglect the fact that we do have some issues with diversity of people and populations and economic status in our communities that we'd like to help and partner with to improve.
That surprises me. That really is. That's an interesting angle, and certainly a more complete view of what the school does. But give me, if you can, give me some specifics as to how school would interplay for that social improvement.
Yeah.
Let me understand that a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, talk about what we do with people don't realize that our Utah State University campus here in Price, you can get your one-year certificate, your associate degree, your bachelor's degree, your master's degree. We even have a PhD program that's broadcast delivered here to our campus. But let's just concentrate on the social work areas, whether that's the master's of social work or the nursing type program in community health. These are areas that our students, through clinical experience and then eventual completion of degrees and placement in the community, can help with those issues, whether they become licensed and master's degree social workers, whether they become nurses in community health clinics or child advocacy through the health sciences. We have some of those examples. I can certainly brag about, you know, how our athletic program gets involved in the community, whether that's filling sandbags or at the local elementary school reading books. But we need to be in our community and showing people that we're not just here teaching isolate in our little classrooms, but we want to be out and engage. So those are some of the brief examples that I provide for you. We have a lot of our faculty that are on boards in your community, our community itself, whether those are public improvement boards, whether those are nonprofit boards. And we'd like to say that our faculty are doing service yes, as citizens, but also representing the university and bringing programming from the university out, or ideas or issues in the community to the campus itself.
That's a great way of defining what the university is doing.
Just this past summer, we started a small community garden on our campus that maybe you're aware of or not, and we didn't produce a lot of food, but all the food we produced, the vegetables, the broccoli, the tomatoes, the bell peppers, the onions, we took down to the local food bank once a week or so, and we like to say that using that community service platform on our campus with our students did help benefit the food bank to a small degree. We're not a large production unit, but it was our way of demonstrating that we could do this, and we're looking forward to next summer and what we can do with certainly community gardening and helping to, I like to say, provide nutritious and healthy and locally grown foods for our people in need in the community.
Now, is it community members who are doing the physical gardening, or is it students? Or
it's university students. Yeah, it's campus. It's right here on our campus. It's where the old Brown Music Building used to be, right on the corner. I mean, it's a student kind of deliberate programming. It's not a community-based thing at all. There's other community gardens in the Price area we didn't want to compete with.
Yes. This has been enlightening. It really has, and really broad and complete, the effect that USU Eastern is having on our community, and in so many different and varied ways. I appreciate you taking the time and visiting with us today.
Great, and I enjoy the opportunity. I would look forward to further conversations with you and the radio stations about all the great things that are happening at Utah State University on our Eastern campus.
Thank you. That's it for Castle Country Focus today. I'm your host, DeLynn Fielding. I hope you found this interesting and informative. If you have any suggestions or questions, please contact the radio station and let us know. Thank you again.